You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On a hot and muggy Wednesday, we welcome you into the gym class here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour as our local programming block continues here on KGYM. We got a great show coming up for you. Lots to talk about again in the world of college basketball. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Mike Petrillo will join us. Mike with MLB.com and covers Major League Baseball. A lot to talk about as we talk with Mike for the first time in 2022. Had a no-no last night. Almost two no-nos last night. And we will discuss that with Mike and other baseball topics as well. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is our phone line as well. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to interact with us here on the program on this Wednesday afternoon, we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com, as they are the presenting sponsor of the gym class each and every weekday from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock right here on KGYM. As we get settled in and ready to go here, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, all with you, assembled and ready to go today. It's a sweaty one out there.
It is. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone out there. The beauty of radio. Folks can't see, I'm running by the seat of my pants, but got buckled in here, ready to go, and yeah, it's a little warm.
It is a little bit warm, but I tell you what, look at the advanced forecast. Now, anything can change in a couple of days, but you take it with a grain of salt, but next week, 70s all the way across the board.
Yeah,
starting actually kind of this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so I know the Tracksters will take that next week for the joint state track and field meet next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines as the spring sports start to wind down. By the way, we will talk to Jeff Linder in the Gazette coming up next Tuesday and preview the state track and field meets, the state qualifying meets coming up at the end of this week. We'll talk with Jeff about that and look ahead to softball, conference realignment, a lot of things. Maybe early favorites for athlete of the year as far as the Gazette. So we'll talk with Jeff about that. Mike Petrillo, as I mentioned, will join us, and that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Lots to get to on the program here today. The big news coming out of Iowa City is the fact that Fran McCaffrey has a vacancy to fill on his staff. Kirk Spiroff announcing his retirement after a long and very, very successful career, both as an assistant coach after his playing days and as a head coach at several stops, chief among them, the University of Iowa, his alma mater. But Coach Spiroff announcing that earlier today, Mark, and hats off on a terrific, terrific career for Kirk.
Yeah, he was a head coach at Central Florida for a number of years, a dozen or so, and I describe him as not only a mentor to a lot of players, a loyal soldier, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Really good guy in the limited times I ran across him, but, he's gonna leave a hole one way or another in terms of either coaching on the floor or scouting reports, or, I mean, the guy's seen thousands of games, hundreds anyway, and has seen everything.
I think thousands.
On the game of basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't anything that Coach Spiroff has not seen. And a lot of people may remember. Some people probably don't. He was a player under Lute Olson back in the mid to late 70s, right in that area, as Lute Olson was starting to turn around the Iowa basketball team. was a grad assistant on the Final Four team, as a matter of fact. Has more ties to the Olsen family than just that, obviously, because I believe he married one of Lute's daughters, as a matter of fact. And Kirk Spira was, like you said, a very loyal soldier and a very good assistant coach for Lute. Left, went to several stops, ended up at Central Florida, and then after Central Florida, came back to Iowa as an assistant coach. Has been working with the guards mainly over his years in Iowa City since coming back, and just a great career to reflect upon, I know, for Kirk Spira.
And Kirk is going to be 66 in August, just a couple months younger than me. But wish him a terrific retirement. 43 years in the business, you don't see that all too often, and now the ink's not even dry, so to speak, and people talking about who Fran McCaffrey might replace Spira with.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of turnover, more than we're accustomed to as far as Iowa basketball is concerned. Coach Eldridge moving up and advancing his role. Now that seat is open as far as Kirk Spira is concerned. And already the speculation has begun. And if you would like to get in there, 319-366-1600. A lot of people saying that they need to get an Iowa guy. I don't know if that is a prerequisite or not, but I guess it can't hurt the situation. A lot of people, two names that are coming to the forefront already. One, Matt Gatens, the former Hawkeye, not too long ago. I think most players now, most recruitable high school players, recruitable college players, know of Matt Gatens still. He is at Drake right now, former Hawkeye. A lot of people talking about Dean Oliver. I'm not so sure that, yes, Dean Oliver, obviously a Mason City native, played his basketball at Iowa. Does Dean Oliver make the transition from one Big Ten school to another Big Ten school? I think that's the question. And, you know, is it a positive move as far as Dean Oliver is concerned? And I think you got to ask yourself that. You know, he's an assistant coach at Wisconsin. And is this a lateral move or is this an advancement as far as his career is concerned? A lot of people talking about that. The first text that we receive here today, thank you to 1207, is another one that I thought of, and that would be current Truman State head coach and former Hawkeye, Jeff Horner. Now, does Jeff Horner step down from a really good Division II program that he has put together down in Kirksville, Missouri? Does a lot of recruiting in the state of Iowa. A lot of Iowans on that Bulldog roster down in Kirksville. Does he give that up and make the transition to Division I? Or does he stay in Division II and go that route to try? I don't think there's any doubt Jeff Horner wants to be a D1 coach at some point, but what path does he want to take? Those are the three I think that most people are discussing right now.
In terms of Hawkeye ties, and I'm not sure that's important. You mentioned Dean Oliver. He played high school ball in Mason City in the late 90s and, of course, went to Iowa after that 20-some years ago. High school kids, I'm not sure, know Dean Oliver. He can impart wisdom on what he went through in the Iowa program, the pros of being in the Iowa program. I understand that. The experience of having done so would be beneficial. But I don't think it's number one on the priority list. I could be wrong.
319-366-1600.
Spira was, you know, out of Sioux City, an Iowa guy, and had a long career as an assistant coach at Iowa, so that worked as well. Spira probably very instrumental in recruiting.
A lot of Iowa kids.
So, yeah.
A lot of Iowa kids. Fran McCaffrey in there as well, as far as Iowa kids are concerned, with Fran's ties and obviously with boys going through and playing basketball in the state of Iowa. He knows the coaches very well. I agree with you. I don't think it is something that is stamped on the next assistant coach that they must have Iowa ties, that they need to be former Hawkeyes or they need to, you know, former, whatever the case may be. If there's a tie in there, a Midwest tie, I don't know. But I think a pretty important hire as far as Fran is concerned.
Without a doubt. And now Fran McCaffrey has lost two assistants. Breaking news, Connor McCaffrey not coming back this year. He will be the next assistant coach. No, I'm just kidding. You look at me.
Well, you said that in the minute 5180 texted us, could Connor be a player coach? No, can't do that.
He already is.
Yeah, well, sort of down there as well. Jess Settle's name says 27-23. I think
pretty good gig going.
Yeah,
for
Jess
Settles
has got a good gig right now. I'm not sure that you trade that in as far as being an analyst in the Big Ten Network at Al to step in there and go into a role where you're going to be on the road a whole lot, and you know. Obviously, things change.
Let's see. What players are in the portal whose fathers are coaches?
Well, that was also bantered about today. That was also bantered about today because that seems to be the route to get a lot of transfer portal folks. Just hire their coach or an assistant. Bring them on board, and you're going to get this guy and that guy. Iowa missing out on another semi big, if you will, from NC State, or NC State either got him or he went left. He's not coming to Iowa.
That happened with Michael Porter, did it not, at Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happened at a whole bunch of places. You go back to Danny Manning,
mm-hmm.
whose dad, Ed, suddenly made his way onto the coaching staff at Kansas when Danny Manning was there. You know, this is not a new situation. Certainly not a new situation. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well, if you would like to join the conversation here today. Also Iowa news, and this is, oh boy, where are we going as far as this is concerned? Yesterday, the talk was okay. Chris Murray invited to the NBA Combine along with Keegan Murray. Well, we found out last night that Chris Murray turned down his invitation to be a part of the NBA's Combine, talent evaluation, whatever you want to call it. And that set off speculation. Is Chris Murray, is it a slam dunk that he is coming back to play another year at Iowa? Well, a lot of people thought that. That's the first thing I thought of, Mark. I texted you and said, well, looks like Chris is coming back next year. I guess, as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friends. According to several folks out there who cover the Iowa basketball team, that the decision has not been made as of yet. Still could stay in the draft, still could come to Iowa City. It may be a situation where, you know, the Murray family wants to just let Chris make the decision.
Yeah.
You know, it could be one of those deals out there. Yesterday I was less optimistic about Chris Murray coming back. Today I'm more optimistic about Chris Murray coming back. I guess, what about you out there? 319-366-1600.
I'm with you. And, I think it's important to note David Eichel, 24/7 Sports, friend of the show, spoke with Kenyon Murray, the Murray, brother's father. And Eichel reported, not to expect a decision from Chris Murray until around June 1st, the withdrawal deadline. and went on to say Chris is still going through the process and is very open to every option available to him. When I heard this news that Chris turned down the invitation, a couple thoughts came to mind. Your opinion that it strengthened the thought that he's going to come back to Iowa. And I do believe that. Number two, maybe he tweaked an ankle or what have you.
Some injury.
I don't know.
Could be an injury out there. He's not able to play. I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen. Or it's just a situation that, like we talked about, perhaps they just want to let the young man go through this process and just make the decision.
Let him make the announcement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On his own terms. And, you know, I know Kenyon. Called games with Kenyon before, and I think that may very well be the situation right there. I'm not going to speak for him, but it may very well be the situation out there. I do believe we are going to see Chris Murray in an Iowa uniform next year. Just my gut feeling at this point.
At a minimum, an interesting development, the fact that not everybody turns down an NBA draft combine invite. Chris Murray has, evidently, but again, according to David Eicholt, who spoke to Kenyon Murray, that Chris is still going to evaluate everything at this point. And it could very well be that Kenyon and the family want Chris to make this announcement.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense. A lot of Iowa basketball news out there today to kick around here on a hot Wednesday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. 3:21 here in the gym class. Mike Petrillo is going to join us and talk some Major League Baseball here just past the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes or so. And we will talk with him and get the latest. Speaking of Major League Baseball, we had one no-hitter last night. Mark almost had another one. Reed Detmers of the Los Angeles Angels in only his 11th start. The rookie left-hander out of Louisville. He aced the Tampa Bay Rays in what was a very interesting game last night as went the whole way, which was refreshing enough, but came away with a no-hitter. And good for that young man.
Yeah, no question about it. And Justin Verlander nearly did the same last night for the Houston Astros against the Twins. Of course, I watched 90% of that game, and Verlander was fairly unhittable, especially against a depleted Twins lineup. The guy still got it, Verlander, that is. And, Detmers, the youngest Angel pitcher to throw a no-hitter in club history.
Yeah, and this just in, he's still good.
Verlander?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Astros are still pretty good. But, yeah, Verlander had no-hit stuff last night. Detmers obviously had no-hit stuff last night. It was interesting. Did you see the back half of that game, just following it at the end, the last couple of innings between the Angels and the Rays? Did you see all the fun that took place?
I did not.
Tampa brought in an outfielder to pitch in the last inning. And
it was 12-0, wasn't it?
Yeah. I believe it was 8-0 going into the ninth. They brought in the position player to pitch. Mike Trout hit one that may still be going, his second home run of the night. Mike Trout really in a groove right now. And the Angels are in a groove right now. They're getting things done as far as the AL West is concerned. But, yeah, Trout lit up a position player. And then it was, and the name escapes me right now. I'm going to look it up because I know people will text and let me know. Anthony Rendon. For the first time in his career, hit left-handed against this said position player and went deep for a home run.
Wow.
Just guys acting like 12-year-olds, having fun on the ball diamond, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. I know some people were a little bit aggravated on social media, which is what it's there for. But I had no problem with it. Hey, they're going to put up a position player. I'm going to go up and hit left-handed. I'm not doing it. I'm not a professional baseball player. Professional baseball players do. He went up, hit a home run off of him.
Different philosophies on guys that I have a no-hitter going in the 6th, 7th, 8th innings, basically based on pitch counts. Detmers threw over 100 pitches, 110, I think, something like that. And the feeling might have just been the guy's 22. How many chances is he going to have in his career? You don't want a guy to throw 110 pitches this early in the season, but
it's not
in this case, why not?
It's not astronomical, 110. I mean, in the old days, Mark, that wasn't that many. But, you know, he had great stuff last night. Yes, 27-52 as our resident Yankee fan. Yes, the Angels are not as hot as Aaron Judge or the New York Yankees. I would agree. I would agree on that. One postponement today before we get to the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, Mark. Boy, this comes around every so often in sports and just reminds you that, you know, we're still living under this umbrella and it's not over completely as of yet. But today's Guardians-White Sox game had to be postponed due to clubhouse COVID situation with the Cleveland Guardians today. So not sure when I have not seen a makeup date for that one as of yet, but there is no Cleveland-Chicago game today.
Nope.
So there you go. White Sox won that one last night, held on and beat Cleveland after Cleveland had that crazy come from behind from an 8-1 deficit win back on Monday evening. Coming up on 327, Mike Petrillo is going to join us. We're going to talk more Major League Baseball with Mike coming up here in just a little bit. But I'm going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, as Emil's Hideaway open at 4 o'clock today. And stop on by, say hi to Jamie and Chris. Maybe Dave's there. Who knows? That'd be a treat for everybody out there. So there you go. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway sponsoring our scoreboard.
Three afternoon games, all final. Pittsburgh has handled the Dodgers once again, 5-3. The Yankees topping Toronto, 5-3. And Cincinnati by a field goal over the Brewers, 14-11. Everything else under the lights. Afternoon baseball in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids Colonels stayed pretty hot with a 7-1 opening series victory over Peoria earlier today. More great pitching, and Jefferson Morales hit a grand slam for the Colonels. RIP to Bob Lanier.
Oh, yeah.
Who died at 73 years old. Over a 14-year career, averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds, and I thought a vastly underrated player.
Me too.
He was really good.
And a guy that Kareem, you know, the old airplane joke.
Yeah.
Ran up and down the floor with.
Finally, apparently Waverly Shellrock is applying to the Mississippi Valley Conference. Waverly's wrestling coach tweeted that out earlier. No official announcement that I've seen. But Waverly Shellrock applying to the Valley?
Yeah, and this is one of the things we'll talk about with Jeff Linder next week. This thing is going to be very quick, all of these decisions. The Upper Iowa Conference, what's going to happen with them, the Northeast Iowa Conference, the North Iowa Cedar League, what's going to happen with Decorah, what's going to happen with Waverly Shellrock. Yeah, this is going to get taken care of. Very, very quickly, because schedules have to be made, et cetera, et cetera. So, one of the things we'll talk about with Jeff next week. Thank you to John out there, loyal listener, loyal friend of ours here on the program. It was not Kirk it was Cal Wolfsburg that married one of Lute's daughters.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for the correction. I knew it was one of those guys, and I thought it was Kirk, but it was Cal.
So true.
Cal Wolfsburg. They were on the same team, though. They were teammates back in the 70s right there. All right, coming up on 3:30, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. Mike Petrillo will join us, so stay tuned. More to come after this. You are listening to The Gym Class for Wednesday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
From the CBS 2 Iowa's News Now with the first forecast. Center I'm meteorologist Nick Stewart. Partly cloudy skies throughout the night tonight. Warm and muggy, a low near 72 degrees. For your Thursday, becoming sunny throughout the day. Once again, hot and humid. Highs back in the low 90s. With that humidity, it'll feel closer to 95 to 98 degrees. South winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Thursday night, a chance for storms throughout the evening. Otherwise, warm and muggy, a low near 70. On Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 80s. A chance for storms in the late afternoon. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
You know, if I could create a drumroll sound right now, this is where I would insert it. Coralville, you have been waiting so patiently, and it's finally here. Raising Cane's is officially open, and you'll find them at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue. Their crew ready to serve you up some of the best tasting, most craveable chicken finger meals. And you know why they taste so good? Well, that's because their one-of-a-kind crew works hard, has fun, and shows up for each other every single day. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, go check them out. One crew, one love at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue in Coralville.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit in Marion. What kind of shoes can we help you find? Athletic, running, walking, every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands including Hey Dude, Brooks, New Balance, Echo, Clarks, and Hoka. Sizes up to 15 in regular and extra wide widths. The professionals in our store will help you get the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road at Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own store.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut the cord!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shine Down, Planet Zero World Tour. September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shinedown. On sale now at creventslive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
We are back in the gym class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us on this Wednesday afternoon. Very, very uncomfortable 92 out, but we're fine with it. A week ago, what, we were at 43 degrees, something like that?
I told you last week we'd be complaining about the heat.
I know. That's why I said I'm fine with it. I am fine with it out there. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball with you right now. Very happy to have with us from MLB.com, Mike Petrillo. You can give him a follow at Mike_Petrillo, P-E-T-R-I-E-L-L-O. Does a great job of writing and covering Major League Baseball. And Mike, good afternoon to you, and it's baseball weather here in Eastern Iowa, so apropos that we're talking about it today.
Hey, glad to hear it. We've had a kind of a tornado-esque week here in New York where it's just all windy all the time.
Well, that's us in the spring as of late. Speaking of New York, I know you retweeted this earlier on today. The red-hot New York Yankees, 22-8. The ninth time that the Yankees have started with this record, and eight out of those nine times they were world champions.
Yeah, they're off to a good start. I mean, that is a stat, I think, for my friend Sarah Langs, who does great work. But, you know, people were pretty down on them coming into the season just because they didn't get the big names. They didn't get Correa, they didn't get Freeman, they didn't get Matt Olson. And so people were disappointed, which I think made them forget how good a team this actually is. And part of that is just, you know, the maybe lesser-known guys on the pitching staff. Like, everybody knows Chapman and everybody knows Garrett Cole. But who knows Michael King, fantastic. Or Clay Holmes, who they swiped from the Pirates, or Nestor Cortez, who's going to probably pitch in the All-Star game this year. They've really done a great job of improving these pitchers.
Speaking of pitching, a no-hitter last night in Reed Detmers for the Angels, and nearly a no-hitter by Justin Verlander was taken out after a base hit in the eighth inning. But we were talking earlier about schools of thought when a guy this early in the season has a no-hitter going, and I thought, Mike, they probably said, well, how many times is Reed going to have a chance to throw a no-hitter? What say you?
Well, I think that's true. That end of that game was well past my bedtime last night, so I wasn't sure how many pitches deep into the game he was. I think there's some, you know, managers who would view it that way, but we've certainly seen other guys, you know, go the exact opposite way. As far as Verlander goes, he's 39 years old, coming off of Tommy John, so, you know, he's more of the Clayton Kershaw camp of we want him healthy for October. I think for the Angels, you know, they are the team that has gone the longest without finishing with a winning record, believe it or not. So I think if you're Joe Maddon, you're kind of doing whatever you can to, you know, win every game that's in front of you. And he's probably thinking a little bit less about what's going to happen 4, 5, 6 months from now.
All right. He threw 110. I mean, that's not astronomical for Detmers last night. But he was terrific, and the Angels have been terrific here to start.
Yeah, they have. You know, you think about what's gone wrong for them the last couple of years, and it's really been two things, right? First of all, Mike Trout has just had such a hard time staying healthy. And he's not only staying healthy this year, he's off to a career best start for him, which seems like it shouldn't be possible. Like, it's not fair for him to get better, especially in a baseball season where nobody else is hitting. Like, he's hitting better than he ever has. It's just obscene how good he is. And, you know, they've needed every team that seems to be good over the last couple of years, you can point to a guy that's come out of nowhere and been like, wow, I can't believe, I don't know, Max Muncy showed up and became a star. And it's starting to look like Taylor Wood is that guy. Like, he is someone who, I think Joe Maddon is on the record last year as having said, I'll probably be a fourth outfielder, it'll be fine. And now it looks like he's going to be like fourth in the MVP race. You know, it's incredible to see how some of these guys have just really popped this early.
Not yet at the quarter pole, but most surprising team or teams to you right now, Mike, either in a positive or negative way?
You know what's interesting to me is I feel like there hasn't been a ton of surprises, just in the sense of, like, if you look around, you know, I thought the Yankees would be good. I thought the Dodgers would be good. Maybe the Angels, who you just talked about. Maybe the White Sox kind of falling apart. You know, and it's not entirely the fault of the manager, just because they've had injuries. Like, Giolito's been hurt and Lance Lynn's been hurt. But, man, that defense looks just totally wretched. You know, when you think of a Tony La Russa team, you think, well, it's going to be fundamentals and everything. But they just look like they have forgotten how to play defense. And that's a really hard thing to fix in season, unless you go out and you make a ton of trades. You know, like, you can't keep putting first baseman and DH in the outfield corners and think that's going to work unless you make a bunch of trades. So I still think they're the most talented team. You know, they're only 2.5 games back behind the Twins, who've been pretty good. But they really need to put in some work to play a little bit cleaner baseball there.
As a White Sox fan, I totally agree with you. And I think wretched was a very nice word to put on that defense.
Anderson's been uncharacteristically awful.
Yeah, he has. I mean, this is one of those scenarios where I'm pretty sure the eye test and the advanced metrics pretty much aligned, you know. And I know some of that was he had that one game where he made 3 errors, I think. But it's interesting with him because he's been hitting pretty well. And I would consider him more of like an average defensive shortstop, you know, not good, not terrible, but, you know, average, which is fine. Like, you can win with average. But it's just so weird because he has not played well in defense, and he's been so good on offense. And he's been the best hitter on that team. And that's also not where I would put him. So I'm not sure, like, in either direction what's happening there.
Very true. Mike Petrillo joining us here from MLB.com on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Taking a look at the National League Central right now, the Brewers and the Cardinals, the two teams over 500. Milwaukee, after a little bit of a slow start, really putting things together. Brewers at 20-12 right now. Cardinals, though, playing good baseball and kind of hanging with them. I think it's going to probably be those two teams coming down to it throughout the season.
Yeah, I think that's how most people looked at it. Obviously, Pittsburgh hasn't been good in forever, and the Reds are taking a giant step back, and, you know, the Cubs got as well. So this is definitely the race everybody expected, and that's sort of what you're getting. And I think the shape of it makes sense, too, right? Like, pitching for Milwaukee has been pretty good, and the offense has been a little questionable, although obviously Rowdy Tellez has been fantastic for them. And then, you know, you look at the Cardinals, and they're in this weird spot where, like, I kind of thought that young outfield that was so good last year would take a step forward, and that hasn't happened. Like, Bader's been fine, but Carlson has been really, really difficult to watch, and Tyler O'Neill as well. But then on the other hand, Nolan Arenado has been fantastic. And I don't ever want to hear anybody ever say again that a guy who has big Coors Field home road splits won't be successful when he leaves. It's just, look at Nolan Arenado. He's been unbelievable.
Which team or teams has a really better roster and what their record indicates at this point? For me, Mike, I thought Kansas City would take a step forward and maybe even Detroit. And then you have Boston floundering.
Yeah, I think Boston's probably the right one there. I mean, Detroit a little bit. I had Kansas City pegged as last because I just didn't think they could pitch, and they haven't. So I think they're in for a rough ride. I was kind of out on Boston in the sense that I didn't trust their pitching at all. But I have to admit, I did not expect such difficulties with the lineup. You know, Bogaerts has been good and Devers has been good, but Trevor Story has been really rough, and Verdugo, and, you know, they've got so many holes there, and the pitching just isn't strong enough to support that. So if you're looking for a team that's better than they've looked, maybe them, maybe the Phillies. I think the Phillies are better than four games below 500, which is where they are now. But yeah, I mean, those are two rosters that just never made sense in a lot of ways, and I think you're starting to see that.
Well, with Trevor Story, just watching a lot of the Red Sox, White Sox over the weekend, folks at Fenway, they're not known for their patience, and their patience is being taxed right now.
Yeah, he said he's never really heard that before, which I think says a little bit about how welcoming we great fans at Coors Field are. But when you get off to a start like this with the Red Sox, they're certainly going to let you hear it, especially because, listen, the team is in last place. They're behind the Orioles, and that is a place nobody should be right now.
Mike, I want to get your thoughts on the Humidor Baseballs and what you think is going on right now. One day you see Byron Buxton hit a home run 475 feet, and the next game you watch, you got three or four that look like they're going out and end up in the warning track. What do you think?
Well, not just Humidors. I mean, you know, the league was out front and said they changed the baseball last year to try to deaden them a little bit, and now 20 new parks have humidors. So last year it was 10, now it's 30, and obviously that makes a difference. So, you know, it's kind of interesting that pitchers are successful more than they've ever been, but they're also complaining about the grip on the baseballs, you know, which is kind of a hard thing to square. I think whether you look at these balls that are dying at the track and think they should have gone out sort of depends on what your priors are here. Like, if you're thinking about 2019 baseball where every pop fly went out, then you're thinking, wow, what happened? Where's the power? But nobody seemed to like that kind of baseball either, you know? So it's like, where do you find the happy medium here? And I think that's where everybody's struggling a bit.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's impossible to find a happy medium. And baseball has been facing that for forever because there are people that like 2-1 games that are pitchers, gems, defensive, and just every – it seems like every managerial move is big, and there are some people that want to see 11-10 every night. You're not going to please everybody.
No, I think what we learned is that this kind of stuff has probably gone on throughout baseball history. We just didn't have the technology to measure it. So you can go back, you can look at some seasons where offense was like out of nowhere wild, you know, so like 1930, 1987, probably like the year Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs out of nowhere. We weren't able to measure this stuff. It would not surprise me in the least if you had some ability to go back and time travel, you would find some changes in the balls that really popped up in those years as well.
Major League Baseball going to go to London here in a year or two and beyond. Thoughts there, Mike?
I think it's cool. I hope I get to go. Yeah. I'd like to see a game in London. That would be great. I think that's the one that was announced, but obviously there's been talks about doing it elsewhere and other places as well. And I kind of think there's two different things happening here, right? You want to bring Major League Baseball to places that are already baseball mad, you know, like popular fan bases in Mexico and in Japan and places like that. And then it's a little harder to bring it to a place that just does not have a baseball background like London. And I don't think we've necessarily seen the teams announced yet, but I know when they went a couple years ago, Red Sox and Yankees, obviously big draws, which is nice because you've seen like the NFL go and they'll send the Jaguars and the Jets, which I don't know if that does a really good job of selling it. So I've appreciated in the past that the largest teams have gone, and I expect we'll see that again.
Kind of like the Field of Dreams game this year, the Cubs and the Reds. But were you there last year, Mike?
No, I was not, unfortunately. I watched some of it on TV. It looked like a whole lot of fun. Glad they're doing it again.
Yeah.
Well, is it a situation, something similar could be done in the future, not to take away from all of our fun that we're having in Eastern Iowa at the Field of Dreams, but, like you talked about, maybe move things around here in the United States, not only in Dyersville, but in other locations.
Yeah, I think the success of the Field of Dreams game, I think the success of the Little League game they have in Pennsylvania, and just the fact that there's so many games, there's 2,430 games in a season. It's not, it's not like you're moving one of 16 NFL games and that gets everybody all angsty. So there's certainly the number of games, and I think there's other places you could come up with. Really, it's just the sky's the limit, right? Like making sure that it's interesting and cool, but also since it's a game that counts, that the players can compete at the highest level. And since you've been able to do that successfully in Iowa and Pennsylvania, I really hope we just see more of that.
Where, in your opinion, is Major League Baseball at right now? We had the shortened spring training, a little bit of a delay to the start of the season. Competing right now, obviously, against the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, to a certain extent, football with the USFL. But pretty soon, baseball is going to have the stage to itself. What does baseball need to do to kind of take advantage of that?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that we got a full 162 in was certainly the most important part of that. Everybody was worried what was going to happen in the winter, so that's step one. Step two is we need the best players on the field and coming up with the most exciting races. It hurts that Tatis has been injured, right? That stinks. But it's great that Trout and Ohtani are finally playing on a winning team. I mean, to kind of go back to the basis of, like, where is baseball in the general consciousness, I think it's impossible to compare it to, like, the quote-unquote golden days of 1955 when hockey was barely a thing and the NBA was not really a big thing and NFL was a big thing. Like that is just not the world we live in, and so it should not be the comparison point that baseball is trying to get to. Like what it should be is what's the best version of the game we have right now, knowing that we have the best athletes who've ever played the game, and I fully believe that, right? I know we've got stars of history like Mickey Mantle and everything, but guys like Byron Buxton and Tatis and Trout are the best athletes this sport has ever had. So what we need to do is make sure that people can see them and that they are on winning teams and that, that the style of play is changed to maybe accommodate the kind of athletes that we have now.
And it seems like everybody that takes them out is throwing 95 miles per hour at least right now.
Yeah, it's impossible to hit. Anytime I see somebody hit, I just have no idea how they do it.
I tend to agree with you. How many home runs does Aaron Judge end up with this year if he stays healthy?
If he stays healthy, 46. Healthy has always been the issue for him. Obviously, it's not a great year to set home run records with the ball and everything, but even he benefits from that short porch in right field a couple of times a year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you nominated the short porch in right as the MVP so far of the American League. I like that.
Well, it goes for both sides. There's the Yankee pitchers have to deal with it too.
Not true. That is true. Very much so. And Mike, appreciate the time. Keep up the great work at MLB.com, and look forward to talking with you down the line. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Mike Petrillo joining us here. Talk a little Major League Baseball with you out there at 3:48 here on a sultry Wednesday here on KGYM. Mike also put out, give him a follow on Twitter, but talking about the short porch and right at Yankee Stadium, also talked about the new dimensions at Camden Yards,
mm-hmm.
and how that is taking away many home runs.
Move the fences back.
They did. And I thought it was a great move. It was one of the easiest parks to hit a home run in if you were a major league hitter. Not me and you. Mm-hmm. If you are a major league hitter. I think it's a good move. I mean, that takes away a little bit of home runs being hit as well this year. You got a cold spring. No spring has taken away some of the home runs. So give it a little bit of time. Maybe by, all-star break, if home runs are still down, whatever, then maybe we can panic a little bit.
Yeah, give Mike a follow. He's got a few more than I do, 76,000 to be exact, on Twitter. Used to work for ESPN, FanGraphs, and other organizations, but now at MLB.com.
Very true. Very true. By the way, the NFL schedule leaks still coming out. I know that Spencer talked about those a little bit on his program. Still coming out. The official release of the schedule will be tomorrow evening, and that will be at 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. You can tune in. We'll talk about it a little bit coming up on Friday on the show. Coming up on 350, let's take a break. We'll come back, have more of the gym class for you right after this here on KGYM.
Create the backyard of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of landscape block and get 11% off. Whether it's a spacious patio, a decorative walkway, or flawless landscaping, you'll find the perfect block for your project. 16-inch patio blocks are now only $2.99 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything right now at Menards. Good through May 14th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Trade pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? Quality oil like Mobil 1 Full Synthetic can help you get more out of every mile. Got an older vehicle? Try Mobil 1 Full Synthetic High Mileage. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $37.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,000 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are back with you in the gym class at 3:53 here on KGYM. Thank you for tuning in here today as we are brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Our thanks to Mike Petrillo for joining us. Also, we have, of course, coming up for you Monday, I believe. We are going to give this away, Mark. We have annually, for the most part over the last handful of years, except for the COVID year, tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We are going to have those again for one of our listeners. That'll be coming up on Monday. So tune in. We'll have a way for you to win, perhaps a Indy 500 related trivia question. If you want to get in on that, make a few looks online as far as accommodations are concerned. If you are lucky enough to be the winner, I encourage you to do so. Because you got to do that. Not sure anything in the greater Indianapolis area is going to be available at this time. And if it is, you're probably going to know it by the price tag on it. But at any rate, there are places to stay out there. So we will have that for you coming up on Monday on the gym class.
Excellent. You and the crew going again?
As of the moment, yes. As of the moment. There's a fly in the ointment, but as of the moment, we are going.
Okay.
So, yeah. Wouldn't miss it. Wouldn't miss it. It is a tradition, a Memorial Day tradition. So hopefully that will happen again. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Talked a little baseball with you. Again, if you missed it, Iowa basketball looking for a new assistant coach. Kirk Spira announcing his retirement earlier on today. The 66-year-old stepping down as an assistant coach for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. More talk on that coming up with Todd and Alex from 4 until 6 right here on KGYM. Leading up to more NBA basketball playoff action coming up this evening. It'll be Game 5, Milwaukee and Boston coming up from Boston tonight. That series tied at 2. Also tonight in the NBA, it is Memphis and Golden State going at it. The Warriors with a 3-1 lead. That will be Game number 5. National Hockey League, 3 series games tonight. 2 of those tied at 2. You've got Dallas at Calgary and Washington at Florida tied at 2. And the Pittsburgh Penguins can finish off the New York Rangers tonight. Pens lead 3-1. They go to Madison Square Garden tonight for game number 5 of that particular series. All 4 of the series in hockey that were played last night going in were tied at 2. That included the Blues, who got a road win, much to the happiness of Alex Kuhn, Jeff Johnson, and myself, as they went into St. Paul and beat the Wild last night.
Yeah, very interesting. Game 5's became very pivotal this year.
Good to see Tarasenko show up. Just kidding.
But, some of those series winding down. The Pens hope so anyway.
They hope so. Hockey and basketball continuing. And again, we'll join up at just ahead of 6 o'clock and the tip-off tonight of Milwaukee and Boston, pivotal game 5. As far as that series is concerned, and more playoff basketball coming up tomorrow night and into the weekend right here on KGYM. We'll sprinkle in an occasional NHL game as well with Sports USA, and hopefully we'll get some of the most of the conference finals and all of the Stanley Cup in with Sports USA and Westwood One coming up for you in the next weeks. I would say a few weeks, but it may go into June. I know basketball will. Hockey usually does leak into June a little
bit. We've got postseason in high school sports as well. The tennis qualifying tournaments, the boys had theirs, the girls today. State qualifying track meets tomorrow.
Golf today.
Kids, hydrate.
Hydrate indeed. Coming up tomorrow on the program, ESPN senior college football writer Adam Rittenberg is going to join us. To wrap up the spring football season around the Big Ten and Big 12 and around the country, probably get a little NIL action with him as well. But we'll talk with Adam coming up on the program tomorrow. Mark, stay cool tonight.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.